Can't buy me love.
Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Paul Gordon, the Senior Vice President of Sales for Rymax Marketing, on how the current economic uncertainty has changed the way casinos handle gifting to their best customers. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT, with its newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, which is a hit and performing at over three times house, according to Eilers June Report. Learn more at IGT.com/prosperity. Higher gas prices and inflation are bound to hit casinos at some point. So how do you show your customers you care about them and want them to continue to come to your casino? Paul Gordon, the Vice President of Sales for Rymax Marketing, gaming's most successful gifting agency, says that the gas cards just don't work. When players consider the kinds of gifts they give to their customers, Gordon believes that it takes a lot of research and understanding your player base. He spoke with me via Zoom from his offices in New Jersey in July. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Paul Gordon with Rymax. Rymax is the premier gifting solution for casinos in the industry. Paul, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Roger.
So, the casinos reopened. The last time we talked, it was right in the midst of the pandemic. We were talking about, how you kept your players engaged and rewarded. And the trend at that point, you were telling me, was to have them, actually pick it out online and send it to them. I mean, so that kind of defeats the purpose of ringing into the casino, didn't it?
Well, yes and no. You know, in order for them to earn, they obviously had to come in and they had to play. So the earnings still was driven by the promotion.
Right.
The fact that they were able to do it online, they were able to view it online.
Right.
They weren't able to redeem online.
Okay.
So they still had to come back into the casino, so you get another trip out of it as well.
Okay.
And, it filled a need. I mean, let's face it, even during the height of the pandemic, when it was at its worst, people were still going to the casinos. And with the restrictions that were there, it was pretty full. You know, fortunately now, I mean, you're looking at, staggering numbers in terms of what's gone on. People are coming back, they're playing. And so things are pretty much back to normal from the standpoint of what we do. We're doing a lot of stuff on site.
Right.
We're doing a lot of experiential where we're doing specific brands or specific categories. And we're back in full swing. We're already booked up for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was walking through a couple of the Atlantic City casinos yesterday doing my initial tour of them, and I saw people carrying around items with them, it's such a great way to get people into the property.
Yeah, people have such a sense of community in the casinos, and I think you have to reward them. And what's great about the business that we're in with the casinos is that, their primary marketing initiative is actually to have a strong player loyalty program.
Right.
Your backdrop there is what used to be the old Revel. And one of the things that they didn't do right when they launched was they didn't have a player loyalty program.
Right.
It was the third thing that was listed in the bankruptcy.
Right.
Now, of course, Oceans owns it, and we do business with them, and we do business with most of the people that that you see back there. So, yeah, I think it's important. It's important in all businesses now. You're fighting for the consumer's dollar. You're fighting for their share of their time. And so programs like that, just continue to grow and work real well.
Sure. So, we're in kind of tough economic times now with gas prices so high. And I can attest, I drove across the country and they were high everywhere. There was not one state where you got a break. But are casinos using rewards and gifting more often now to get people into the casino now that gas prices are so high?
So, interesting. I think that casinos sometimes sort of do things that are almost a knee-jerk reaction. I'm sure you've seen that some of the casinos are doing gas cards as a giveaway.
Right.
The problem with that is that the cost of that gas card versus the perceived value is pretty much neck and neck, right?
It's
$50 gas card, it's $50 pretty much.
Right.
So from a P&L standpoint, it doesn't really work.
Right.
From a trophy value standpoint, it doesn't work either because there's really no residual value to it. I think that what we're doing with the casinos, and I think the casinos are doing well if they're really in a partnership with us, is that it's really important to start to plan out further in advance.
Right.
Okay. We really had our back against the wall with supply chain in 2020. Mm-hmm. It loosened up a little bit better in 2021. But even now, there's still certain components or parts of different products that, you know, sure, may not be available. The other thing is that with the cost of gas, I think that what people don't really understand, although they should, because inflation is at a ridiculous 8.6%, far exceeded where they thought it was going to be, is 8.3%. You're looking at gas, like you said, if you started in California, you were paying $10. By the time you got to New Jersey, you're paying a little over $5 for, right, a gallon of, sure, gas. That all impacts the cost of bringing the products in, mm-hmm, and bringing it to that promotion. And so we're dealing with longer planning cycles, which is smart. We think people should be buying now, even though you may be looking at some promotion that's going to be happening in October or November, because although there's going to be, let's throw a little politics in here, there's going to be a little bit of relief during, right, the midterm elections, right? You know, so it's going to happen. You're going to see a little relief. The reality is that I don't think the relief is going to be long term. I think it's, yeah, going to be short.
Sure.
So the cost of goods is going to continue to be higher. Mm-hmm. The cost of getting those goods to point A to point B is going to be higher. And I think that, you know, if you can really think almost like a retailer in terms of the seasonality of what goes on, and then plan your player loyalty programs around that, take the initiative to buy now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to work out better in the long run.
Yeah, yeah, no question. So what can you do with your players, though, to kind of that resonates with them in this kind of economy?
So my big pitch right now to everybody, my talking point, is that there's a big difference between desire and need.
Right.
You know, when you're doing a promotion, it's nice to look at things and say, well, these are going to be really very desirable. You know, this is going to draw people in. But during these times, you need to really think about, what do they need? What can you do to help them with their wallet? So, you know, whether it's products like cookware, whether it's home improvement products, which may not be as sexy as, you know, as a, you know, an electronics item.
Sure.
Those are the things that right now people need. Mm-hmm. And it just costs more.
Right.
I think that also, just even from a standpoint of clothing, you know, we just brought Fanatics on board.
Okay.
Fanatics, which I think is just going to be phenomenal for the casinos, because, sure, it has a great regional play, because they have licensing with every major, right, sport, you know, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL. But it also plays at a national level.
Right.
You know, just because you live in Dallas doesn't necessarily mean you're a Cowboys fan. You, sure, can still be an Eagles fan, right? Yeah. And so we're looking at that, and wearables become important because, well, obviously people need stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that desire versus need,
yeah,
is a conversation that we have more often. That's not just a cool item. It's an item that really somebody turns around and goes, this is really going to kind of help me out because I wanted to buy it anyway.
Right.
And the prices have gone up. And so we're sort of changing the sort of the portfolio that we bring to them to show them those things. Now, obviously, still luxury items and things like, you know, jewelry or fashion items are always going to resonate real well. And, you know, we really do feel that a lot of the promotions should be more female oriented across the board. Doesn't matter what business you're in, whether, sure, it's a male dominated business.
Right.
You know, if your wife doesn't tell you can do this, you're not getting it. Right. Okay. So, I mean, you need to have that, you know, in there. So those brands or those categories are still strong, mm-hmm, but right now, people need things. They need, you know, I just watched the news this morning that the mortgage rate actually doubled.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't keeping track of it because I'm not in that market, right? But where it was at a little over 3%, it's a little over 6%. Mm-hmm. So people are now going to try to fix up their house a little bit more.
Right.
So maybe they need tools. Maybe they need, you know, different smart devices in their house. Maybe they need things that, you know, they weren't thinking about before. And so we really try to have an intelligent conversation in terms of what the promotion can be. And that's what we're really offering right now.
Sure, sure. I saw somebody walking around yesterday with sheets under their arms, you know, so,
yeah,
you know, that's a pretty basic household item there.
But you need it. And right now, sheets probably are 18% higher than they were a year ago.
Right, right. And if you can offer, what, the thousand thread sheets, you know, I mean, that's, yeah, really an attraction, I would imagine.
Exactly. Yep.
The cat's out of the bag. IGT's newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, is a hit and performing at over triple versus house, according to Eilers' June report. Both partner themes feature the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with its popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at IGT.com/prosperity. You know, you mentioned how the gross gaming revenues are hitting new records all the time. So that means people are playing a lot. So you have to reward those players so they'll keep coming back. What kind of strategy do you tell them to, that they should be looking at when it comes to rewarding those players?
So I think, segmentation and concentration is something that is really important in any promotion. I think you need to segment the different audiences that you have, different players you have, and then concentrate against those with different promotions. The people that are going to be in Atlantic City, behind you, that come down two times, three times a week, it's much different than the person that comes down maybe once a month.
Right.
Okay, so you have to have a strategy for each of those player demographics. We're still a very, very big proponent of continuity programs. If you think back the old days when probably, your parents went to the supermarket and they got the cups the first week and the plates the second week and the bowls the third week,
right.
Things that drive and have continuity that bring people in over and over again. We really believe that everybody should have at least an online offering.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not to redeem online,
sure,
but view it,
right.
Be top of mind. We have to, all casinos, even though a lot of casinos still do a lot of things like mailers and all that, but you have to embrace the technology.
Sure.
And I sit in the airport, and I'm sure you, when you sit in the airport and you see people from 85 to 8 years old with smartphones,
right?
Get it in their hands, make it worth their while to go and view what's on there. Keep it fresh, keep the products new, the offers new, refresh the home page, the landing page, so they see different things. For instance, with Fanatics, let's put that front and center right now,
because right.
It's a new product. Or we just brought a fragrance company on called Jo Malone,
mm-hmm.
which is a luxury fragrance, actually has the number one market share. We will be offering that exclusively as well. Bring it up front. Let them see that.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a reason to go to the site on a regular basis.
Sure.
And I think that keeps them engaged. And then again, think like a retailer. Do it from a seasonal standpoint. What are they thinking about now? The kids are going to, are going to end their school year. Some have already done it. If it's in Vegas, it ends earlier. But the new year starts all over again.
Mm-hmm.
What's back to school? What's college? What's happening for even cause-related things?
Right.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month is in October. From an entertainment standpoint,
mm-hmm.
When are the Grammys going to happen or a major sporting event? And tie those promotions in with products that resonate against what's going on just in general.
Sure, sure. I was talking to somebody the other day about green stamps. We all remember them from our childhood, where your mother had a book and pasted the stamps in. I mean, could there be some sort of application like that online where you can apply, you can pick out something and then apply the stamps or the points to that, where you'd eventually redeem it?
And that's essentially the way the program does work.
Right.
You're accumulating your points, your
right.
comp dollars. Those comp dollars could only be spent in a program within that casino, right? I mean, they can't go someplace else with it.
Sure.
And as they accumulate it, they go into what basically is the 21st century of the S&H green stamps, right? They're going to go into a catalog. They're going to mm-hmm. see things. The beauty of today in technology is that when your mother or my mother was, we were collecting those things, that catalog came out in January.
Right, yeah.
And it wasn't refreshed all year.
Right, yeah.
Whereas now what we have on there, as soon as a new product is introduced or bring a new brand in,
sure,
immediately it's up there and it, it's in front of the consumer, in front of the player.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really the way to go. And that's really what drives the play.
Okay, great. So, another category here that that inflation impacts are the employees. I think eventually, as inflation increases, casinos are going to have to adjust their wage structure. But until then, you can use gifting to employees, as a way to motivate them and keep them happy until their wages go up.
Well, I don't know when you'll run this, Roger, but, yesterday, Atlantic City, your backdrop.
Right, there, sure. Yeah.
The unions voted to go on strike.
Right.
The first week of July, if their demands aren't met. Labor's an issue across the board everywhere in every industry.
Sure.
From hiring people to retaining people to training people. And so, yeah, you need to have a recognition program. The recognition program is not so much years of service because employees are more transient than ever before.
Right.
I mean, it's the nature of what we're all about. But there's peer-to-peer recognition, which is team building.
Sure.
To say, hey, you did a great job. Mm-hmm. I want to give you some points.
Right.
There's initiative-driven programs that if you do the following things, whether you work in the check-in desk and you're able to upgrade people to a better room,
right,
or sell spa services, give them points for that. Let the employee then get something for it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you know, again, it goes back to what we talked about from the very beginning. The employees are facing the same problems that everybody else is facing. We're all in the same boat together.
Sure.
You know, things cost more.
Right.
And they want things. And so give it to them and put together a robust program. It pays for itself, Roger. I mean, it really does. It sounds like a sales pitch, but the reality is it literally does pay for itself because you're investing in human capital.
Right.
You know, you're spending a lot of money to bring somebody on board. You want to retain them. I think the last time I looked, the onboarding process for an employee was basically cost the company somewhere around $5,000,
right,
of internal costs, you know, of going through that process. Well, you don't want to do that and have that employee leave.
Right.
You know, and you also want to build that sort of esprit de corps among the employees that makes them want to recommend other people that are good to build, you know, that family,
sure,
of employees. You know, the Hard Rock down there does a phenomenal job. They do it actually great in all their properties.
Sure.
They're always recognized as as a leader in that business. Those programs are really very, very strong. And we do it not only in the casino world, we do it in the pharmaceutical area, we do it in telecommunications and in airlines and all the rest. So yeah, I think that if you don't have a program right now that gives people something, again, tangible, not just simply, here's a gift certificate to go to the buffet,
sure,
but something that's going to be trophy value,
right,
you should jump on it right away.
So what kind of items would motivate an employee? I mean, it's got to be a little bit different than a player, I would imagine.
Well, I think you have to, you know, you have to talk and sort of do a consultative approach to it with the client.
Sure.
You know, what is the makeup?
Right.
What's the average age of the employee base?
Mm-hmm.
What is their tenure? You know, how long are they there? And even sort of what is their compensation package?
Right.
And then build things that resonate with them. So this way it gets them excited. I also say that in the very beginning, you want to give them things that are achievable.
Mm-hmm.
Just for enrolling in the program.
Yeah.
Bonus them 2 points.
Yeah.
Where they already have something in their bank.
Yeah.
And then have it in levels, tiers,
sure,
so that they can get kind of quickly to the first tier, which doesn't have to be anything expensive.
Sure.
It could be an item that costs $25.
Right.
But then they see that and go, well, you know what, if I do a little bit more, I can get to the next tier and the next tier.
Yeah.
And that's what it gives them, you know, the opportunity. Some companies like to have it very transparent where there's a leaderboard and they,
mm-hmm,
show people that are doing things.
Right.
That might work in some cultures. Some people may shy away from it. I think the peer-to-peer is really important because I think that builds the team.
Sure.
So it's not a one size fits all. I think it's a great question. And I hope my answer wasn't too convoluted, but
sure,
the reality is that you have to really talk specifically to that company,
mm-hmm,
and find out what is the makeup,
right,
and then deliver, you know, what's going to work for that employee,
sure,
base.
And to make it aspirational, as you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, we all want things, and you want good things. You know, the one thing about us, this will be my one little sales pitch, but you know, we never went into the logoed stuff.
Right.
We always went into the name brand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Name brands that people, if they went into a, you know, retail store,
right,
they would see that product, and being able to redeem it is really powerful.
Sure, sure. So we were both at the Indian Gaming Trade Show in Anaheim in March, and Rimax had a lot of visibility there. How important is the tribal gaming market to you?
Well, I think it's critical. I think that if you take a look at the percentage of tribal casinos that are out there, it's big and growing.
Sure.
I think that what's great about it is that it's a regional play.
Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of loyalty programs, regional properties are a lot of fun to work with because they're going,
sure,
against a very specific, you know, geographic area.
Right.
And I think that they show a lot of innovation, quite,
yeah,
frankly.
Sure.
You know, they have to. I mean, how do you establish, you know, a new area there? One of our great partners is San Manuel, which I can't pronounce their new name now, but it's
Yamava.
Yamava, right. You know, you look at what they've done.
Right.
Not only did they carve out a commanding space in California,
sure,
but they're now in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what the Hard Rock is doing, and they just took over the Mirage. And
right.
I hope someday we're around long enough to see that big guitar on the right. strip. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, you know, we with the tribal casinos, you know, they're not all big casinos. I mean, some of them are really very, very small right. local casinos. They need programs. They need that loyalty. And their budget may not be as big as, right. you know, the bigger players. But it's just as important for them to grow their business. So, yeah, we're in a big way. I think that you know, Ernie Stevens does a phenomenal job. I think that you know, the whole organization is really very, very strong.
Yeah, no question. I saw you palling around with Ernie there at the show. So
yeah, we're always doing something. I don't know. We're trying to figure out who's taller than the other one or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Real. Yeah. So your programs then are scalable, and from any size of casino, you can work with and create a program for them.
Yeah, because our business model is, I think, very unique. The products that we offer across the board in all programs.
Right.
So we're not buying specifically for one client. That takes the burden, the anxiety off of them that suddenly they're in a program and, well, what if it doesn't work or how do I pay for it?
Right.
You know, the products that are in there are not only in casino programs, but they're in United Airlines, right. they're in, you know, pharmaceutical companies, other clients that we have.
Sure.
And so we can very easily scale it up, take the anxiety away from them in terms mm-hmm. of decision, because that's the biggest hurdle when you're trying to get a program launched.
Right.
Is you know, sort of the fear of, well, what does this entail?
Right.
Well, for us, you know, we're going to do everything for you. You know, we're going to do the customer service. We're going to ship it for you. We're going to do all the tracking. We're going to buy the product. We're going to. There's not much you really need to do other than promote it.
Right.
And the promotion is the most important part, because it's like a proverbial tree that falls in the woods. If nobody's there, it doesn't make a noise. Right.
Right.
Well, once you launch the program, you know, it just needs to be out there. And if it's out there, it's going to be successful.
Right. Great. Well, Paul, yeah, the programs you put together for the casinos, I hear all good things about them. You know, when all is said and done, and obviously it's working, because they keep coming back. So congratulations on the success there at RIMAX, and it's great to catch up with you. And I guess we'll see you at G2E.
See you at G2E. Looking forward to it.
That should be a fun show.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, sponsored by IGT and its newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, which is a hit and performing it over 3 times versus house, according to Eilers June Report. Discover more at igt.com/prosperity. To learn more about player loyalty and the role of gifting, visit ggvmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGV News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggvnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.